A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Daf Mem, Ksubas 40a, pagination 79. We're going to start on the Mishnah of the previous Daf so that we appreciate what it is that our Gemara is referring to. The cases that we're dealing with are cases of Ones Umefata as our starting point, which means that a man assaulted a woman, had relations with her, either bimefuta, by convincing a girl who's fairly young, which is on one level an assault, and the other case is ones, where it was actually done forcibly, and the halacha in both of these cases, although there's a difference as to how strongly we'll impose it, but the halacha in both cases is that the man will be obligated to take her as a wife if she and her father are willing. They do have veto power on it, but as far as the man goes, he should be obligated to take her, and that certainly would be seen as a protection for her, that if this already happened and the tragedy of the assault occurred, at the very least, she should have security in terms of her marriage, unless she doesn't want it, and she vetoes it, and chooses not to. The Mishnah on Lamed Tes 39a, pagination 77, told us, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 12 lines, at the end of a line, Ha'ones shose ba'atzitzo. The man who was with her forcibly is going to be forced to stay with what he chose. In other words, la yucha l'shalcha kol yomav, he's not allowed to divorce her. Va'mefata, but if it was convincing, Imratza lahotzi motzi, there is the possibility that he would divorce her at a later time. Ketzad shose ba'atzitzo. How strong is this concept that if he was with her forcibly, that when he marries her, he's going to have to stay with her and he's not allowed to divorce her? And over here we really see it as a protection for her. Afilu hi chigeres, even if she's lame. Afilu hi suma, even if she's blind. Afilu mukashchin, even if she has boils. He assaulted her. The mitzvah of the Torah is that he has to take her as a wife, and he's going to have to keep her. Nimtza badavar erva, if, however, what was found in her is immoral conduct, O she'ena ru'uya lava b'Yisrael, or for a different reason, she's forbidden to him, ena rasha lekaima, then he's not going to be permitted in that marriage. She'ne'amar, as the pasuk says, v'losiya le'isha, to him she shall be as a wife, isha ru'uya lo, a woman who's fitting to be as a wife, but if for some reason, on moral grounds, or mitzvah perspective, she's forbidden to him, then indeed she would be forbidden and we would not carry out this mitzvah. Which brings us to our daf. On the second line of Mem Amad Aleph 40a, the Gemara says, Ketzad shose ba'atzitzo, how does it work that he's forced to stay with her? And we saw the Mishnah just now that says that as much as he's forced to stay with her, but there is an exception if she is forbidden. Omer Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, Amrita l'shmaita kamedir av zvid minahardo'o. I said over this statement, and we wondered, Nesi asei v'nidcha lo sasei. There's a principle that a mitzvah asei, a positive command, can at times knock out a prohibition. One of the explanations is that somehow an asei, which is an expression of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a positive command, is at times stronger than a prohibition, than an act of restraint. And therefore, in essence, what he's asking is, if there is this principle of dechiyah, that one mitzvah can push away the other, why do we not say that the mitzvah to marry this woman should push away the prohibition of mamzeres, for example? In other words, normally, there's a man, there's a woman, there's no mitzvah that he should marry her, and therefore the prohibition stands, don't marry her. But over here, there is, as a result of the circumstances of assault, a mitzvah in the Torah that he should marry her. Perhaps that mitzvah to marry her should push away the prohibition. And in fact, the rule should have been that they do get married. And our Mishnah is telling us that that is a restricted relationship. Omar Li, and he answered me, Heicha amrina nesiase v'nitchelosase. When do we say this concept that the mitzvah sase, the positive command, pushes away the negative? Kigon mila b'tzara'as. For example, if there was tzara'as, that skin ailment that affected a specific area, in this case, the mila, the foreskin, and we have a mitzvah to do mila, so the Gemara is explaining, illustrating, that you would go ahead and you would cut off the foreskin, even though normally you're not allowed to cut off tzaras, because that's a mitzvah saseh of mila, against a negative, a prohibition that you're not allowed to cut off tzaras, and the mitzvah saseh trumps the mitzvah lo saseh. But that's only delo efsha l'kiyume la'ase, because there's no other way to proceed. I have a mitzvah asay. I need to be mekayim the asay, and the only way to be mekayim the asay is by knocking out the lo saseh. Aval hacha, listen closely, but over here, I omra delo ba'ina, if she would say, I don't want to marry him, mi isa la'asay klal, does the mitzvah saseh stand at all? And therefore, somehow, the mitzvah saseh is not going to push away the mitzvah lo saseh of the prohibited relationship. Rashi words the explanation on this Gemara, third line of Rashi, Melamdim osa lomar eini rotza. We teach her to say, I don't want to marry him, because it's a forbidden relationship. Either he or she is a mamzer, but not both, because then they would have been compatible. And it's prohibited relationship. We teach her to say, I don't want, which is her option in this case of marriage following assault. And therefore the asay is not applicable. Melamdim, we teach her. We had such a concept in the cases of Yibum that we discussed in Maseches Yevamos, where if there's a case of a relationship that's only rabbinic, that's forbidding the Yevama to the Yevam, and it's only a rabbinic marriage, so Miyun would work, so it's Melamdim Osa, we teach certain women that they should do Miyun to allow a marriage of Yibum, of a mitzvah, to occur. So we have this concept of melamdim, but Rashi's wording it that you have to actually teach her. What happens if she doesn't cooperate? What happens if she insists, no, I do want to marry him? What would happen then? You could be melamid all you want, but she doesn't cooperate. What would be then? Tosfos words this concept at one point during his discussion in a stronger way. Tosfos writes, if she would say, I don't want, then the asay would not exist. Hilkach, therefore, Taisva says, lochashev asay. It's not considered a true asay. If it's only a mitzvah asay on condition that she wants, or she doesn't want, that's not a strong assay. V'lodachi los assay. Such an assay that's given to her approval or her mood, etc., that's not a strong enough assay to knock away a los assay. Again, we have a concept here that the man who did this terrible deed would be obligated to marry the woman. He would be obligated to stay with the woman, can't divorce her because it was an assault. But if she was forbidden to him, then he would not go ahead with this marriage. And the explanation hinges on the fact that he's not truly obligated in all cases to marry her. It's provided that she agrees. And because of that, this assay is handled differently. However we word the exception, but this assay is handled differently and is not going to be docha de los assay. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.